email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And now your train journeys are about to become a little more cultured. Poetry Ireland have selected 12 poems to be showcased across Inveraray as part of this year's Poetry Day, which is the 1st of May. And one of the 12 poets selected is Rosamund Taylor, and Rosamund joins us in studio. Good afternoon and congratulations, Rosamund.
Thank you. Hello.
This is exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting, yeah, yeah. I'm delighted.
Yeah. How long have you been writing poetry?
A really long time. I think when I was quite young, I started reading poetry. And I think once you start reading poetry, you get into writing poetry yeah. quite quickly.
And what does it do for you?
Well, it's really, I'm not happy unless I'm reading or writing poetry, to be honest. I tried other jobs, but my heart belonged to poetry always.
Oh, great. So this is something very, very special for you then.
Yeah, absolutely. It's yeah. always been.
And how did it come about?
Writing poetry?
No, the fact that you've been chosen as one of the 12 poets.
I was very lucky, I guess. I'm Poetry Ireland Review, who publishes poetry in Ireland, had a little call out, and I sent this poem in, and their theme was work, and I think this is kind of looking at work in a slightly sideways angle, so I think maybe they liked that. I don't know.
And this is going to be up on the walls of trains.
On darts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
So if people are on their way into work and home from work or into town to shop, they'll be standing there, sitting down.
Yeah.
And they'll be looking around, hopefully not on their phones. And
hopefully.
There it'll be.
Yeah, there it will be. Yeah, there it will be.
So you're getting more eyes on your poem than normal in
Absolutely.
A big way.
I mean, you feel really lucky if a couple of people read your poem, because they're not always that popular. So it's really exciting to feel like more people might be looking at it.
But we've established already that you write for yourself, primarily.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice to share too.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us the background. And will there be a little context written about the poem? No?
People will just have to read it.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I hope it will. You always hope that your poem will sort of stand on its own and people will be able to understand it.
Yeah.
But sometimes context can be useful as well, for sure.
Mm. So you're going to give us the context anyway here.
I am, yeah.
So you are married to?
I'm married to Mila, who is a librarian.
Yes.
And so when
your grandmother. Go on, you have to give us the grandmother story.
Yes, of course. When my grandmother was growing up, she said that if a woman, she was in it from a farming community, and she said if a woman had a job that was sort of like a teacher or something that had a regular income, she was often referred to as the laying hen. Which some people might have heard of and some people might not. But I liked that idea because I was kind of interested in the idea of what it's like to have somebody in your life who has a regular income, especially if you don't have one. And I sort of wanted to put that into a more modern context, which is why I wrote this poem.
And is that your situation then?
Yeah, exactly.
So Mila allows you to write poetry.
Exactly. That's absolutely true. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to write poetry if I didn't have somebody who was saying, well, it's okay, if you don't earn anything this month, I'm earning something.
Yes. And she loves being a librarian.
She does love being a librarian, which is really good for me because I don't feel guilty sending her off to work in the morning.
Oh, you send her off to work in the morning. Yeah, you're right. That sounds like you're pushing her out the door. Okay, so is your granny still alive?
She isn't, I'm afraid, no.
Okay, but this is a nice legacy for her, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Knowing that she inspired, Mila and her inspired this poem.
They did, yes.
Right, okay, and it's called The Laying Hen.
The Laying Hen. No amount of tea, no dawn pink sky could tempt you up a moment early. Late already, you're on the bike, conquering the hill in 5 minutes. To me, it's theory what you do all day. Check the library's roost, make sure the flock of books is not missing a single chick. Hours later, you freewheel home. I'm lost in pages as usual, dinner forgotten. When my grandmother was young, a wife who earned was called the laying hen. The bills, the rent, are all paid by you, and I have space to scratch in dry earth, uprooting words, whatever they're worth.
That's lovely.
Thanks.
So Mila must be chuffed as well.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I actually write quite a lot of poems about her, so I think she's kind of used to it now.
She's your muse.
She is my muse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that means that you have to top each one, do you?
A little. I think it's hard now. I mean, I had one in a magazine recently and I was showing it to her and she was saying, "That's nice. Could you get me a cup of tea?"
There you go. Well, Rosamund, thanks so much. So as in from the 1st of May, which is World Poetry Day, your poem, along with 11 others, will be featured on Darts around Dublin and in libraries. Yeah. And congratulations again. And thanks so much for coming in and sharing your poem with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.